Dust Body Radio. Life at the Dust, Dust, Dust Body Radio.
You need to tune in.
Career. Steady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and tearing Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music with hot models. We got Life After Dust, Dust, Dust by the radio. To come up is a must, must. You must tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. Your boy Steady J. We in the building. It's How About the Dust Wednesday. And we got a great show for y'all today. It's pretty simple as that, man. Glad to have y'all for another show, man. Definitely a blessing. Let's give an end to 3.5 million listeners and counting. Appreciate it, man. This is a ride. This is a crazy ride, man. This is like every time, man, it's a blessing to just keep continuing to watch the growth of everything going on. And also, actually today, a year ago today was the first broadcast of Glitz and Glamour here on the network. So let's give him the glitz and glamour. They were on the show yesterday. So technically yesterday's show was their first anniversary show. So proud of ladies. They've done a great job. And, you know, I've loved what they've done because, you know, every week they come up with the content. You know, a lot of people might think, oh, man, do you come to content for it, CDJ? No, they come up with the content for it every Tuesday, and I just pretty much just show up and act the fool, and it's great, man, to just watch them continue to grow and get an understanding of, you know, take as much ownership as I do every week. So it's a blessing to be able to just watch it. So, yes, man, we got all the special guests come on to the show today. Our photographer and DJ Rick Williams, coming to the show, man. Can't wait. We'll be picking his brain about how he went for the music industry, and then after much bothered request, he decided to take up photography. And he'll talk about how he coaches models and grooms them into a powerful entity into the industry. And, you know, does it still go, man. Can't wait to top it up with him here in a bit. We're all going to go into a quick song break, and then we'll chop it up a little, and then go into another music break, and then our guests will be on for the day, man. So let's go ahead and go to our first track of the day, my girl, Savin Gervais. And this track is going to be Maya.
Feeling fresher than I imagine. Them ladies legit, man, I bring you seven. But an introduction is nothing when you're established. Rolling the ass, chicken for fellas, what do we have? A selection of buttermilk cream, chocolate pecan. So I'll combo for a minute, look for chemistry in us. We flattering one another, swap the IGITS. Call up my boy, table for two. EVIP, a sex location, then I hop in the bath. Some women be up and trusted by a divine. GIA, my design, gotta rush him, Brett and the O-sign. Plus he's still on my mind, he didn't bring no cash with him. I tripped my last with him, his image is so suggestive. I'm ready to dash with him, pay the tab. We hop in the cab, things are moving fast. Introduce you to luxury, buy you things you never had. He noticed the Jane, exit the automobile expression. She has a few questions, pondering, hoping that don't be sexing. Forgive me for being prude, straightforward, I'm never true. But baby, I need you next to my body, what do I do? Company me in sacred times, put your body next to mine. Watch my performance. eyes. He grinding, I slide, licking his nip and I whine, moaning, they'll get it behind, baby, and let it confine. Arch up my back in the line, give it to the dame, up against my window pane, staring out of my veil of my body, shaking, I refrain. Request to the session too, can we do this shit again? I told him I couldn't, cause he would never be the same. He smile and confess and say that it's love he's trying to gain. Unfortunately, baby, your feelings are not the same. I'm a player, red, and loving me isn't part of the game. Replies that it's a shame, it stresses he understands. Gotta blame it on my pheromones, normally they're contained. If you think you catch your feelings, I hope you keep them restrained. I ain't for this single life, I ain't looking for me and man. Give it to your brain.
Who thinks twice when you're living your life? Open to every option, if he's willing, I might. See, baby, I may inquire if you spend in the night. And if you're worth it early morning, probably go for a bite. Nush, could it be a salon? Cheek, little leaky, I can tell you don't do this all the time. Maybe I'll change your mind, guarantee you'll never find another. Not trying to be a wife, but yet rather would be a lover. So Mr. Stubborn, who thinks twice when you're living your life? Open to every option, if he's willing, I might. See, baby, I may inquire if you spend in the night. And if you're worth it early morning, probably go for a bite. Nush, baby, I could lie. Cheek, little leaky, I can tell you don't do this all the time. Maybe I'll change your mind, guarantee you'll never find another. Not trying to be a wife, but yet rather would be a lover. So let's discover who thinks twice when you're living your life. Open to every option, if he's willing, I might. See, baby, I may inquire if you spend in the night. And if you're worth it early morning, probably go for a bite. Nush, baby, I could lie. Cheek, I can tell you don't do this all the time. Maybe I'll catch your mind, guarantee you'll never find another. Not trying to be your wife, be your brother, would be your lover. So let's discover who thinks twice when you're living your life. Open to every option if he's willing or might. See, baby, I may get fired if you spend in the night. And if you're worth it early morning, probably go for a bite. Nush, please be your alkaline cheek. Blue leaky, I can tell you don't do this all the time. Maybe I'll change your mind, guarantee you'll never find another. Not trying to be your wife, be your brother, would be your lover. So let's discover.
Who has your love? Who holds your heart? Well, you should have been from the start. Why you breaking my heart? I gotta know what to do, baby.
Breaking my heart. All right, all right. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Yes, man. It's been a pretty chill day for me. And I definitely can't, you know, thank God enough for making it all happen. It's all the days, man. Tell me, I'm just in a jubilant mood today. I got to excuse me. But yes, oh man, I actually got the chance to. I did a video earlier. I was basically talking about all these stupid challenges that go on and on and on and on. That people are ruined just to try to get viral fame. People are hurting the heck out of themselves, and you know, possibly going to the hospital because of stupid things like that. And so I made a thing called the challenge video. And the challenge video addresses a lot of these issues. It addresses, you know, and I challenge people. I said, simple as this, I'm challenging everyone out there to do something in your community to give back. Anyone can do a stupid fire challenge and all that other stuff, but can you challenge yourself to actually do something that's worthwhile? You want to go viral? Let's make something go viral, doing something positive, not doing stupid fire challenges. So yes, check out my video called Challenge Video. I go in on it. It's about a minute and a half or less, and I kind of talk about that. And you know, definitely it's something that all you can resonate with. All right, so I see on my little good old switchboard, because my psychic powers click on and tell me, oh, say, Jay, you might want to check the switchboard. And I think our very special guest is in the building right at this moment. So without further ado, I want to welcome the music impresario and photographer extraordinaire, my boy, DJ Rick Williams, in the building. What's up? What's up, man? Welcome to the show. Oh, here. All right, I'm going to talk. He should be on now, so y'all hold on for a moment. But while we're doing all that, I do need to throw a tomato at myself because I did not give a shout-out to my good friends over at Audible.com. And on Audible.com, you can get a free trial by going to audibletrial.com/TeddyJCEDDY. You'll get a 30-day free trial and a free audiobook download by simply going to there and have access to over thousands, hundreds of thousands of titles in so many different genres. It's not even crazy. And if you're a person who doesn't necessarily have time to read, well, you have time to listen, so there you go. That's the beauty of audiobooks, so check them out at audible.com with the free trial link, audibletrial.com/CEDDY.J. All right, so let's try this again. I see you in the building. So welcome to the show, my boy DJ Brick Williams. What's up, man? What's up? What's up?
Hey, hey, what's that? What's that?
As much, man. Glad to have you, man.
Oh yeah, glad to be here, man. Yep, glad to be here.
Oh my God. I mean, y'all, this man and myself as well is going back and forth, talking each other's head off. And a lot of times, a lot of people will never trip out because sometimes some of the shows I don't even come up with until like the night before or whatever. Because sometimes I'm like so stumped of what I want to do and so indecisive, and then something just happens. I'm like, this would be a good show. So.
Yeah, man.
That's why we're doing the show today.
Yep, that's right. Yep. So how's it going,
man? It's pretty good, man. You got a heck of a story. You know, it's so little time. We'll try to get as much key points out of the parts of the stories and tips and whatnot. But first off, man, let's jump into the time machine and start from the top, from the music side first. How did you actually get started in music?
Well, you know, growing up, I grew up like church choirs, watching my grandmother direct choirs and stuff like that. And I started trying to get into guitar from 6 years old. Around 13, I decided to get into DJing and production and stuff like that. So I've basically been at it like 39 years. But I got into production, did a little rapping, did a little DJing on like clubs, and got an opportunity to run a club, radio stations. Then tried to take a chance at putting a group together. So I've done 7 albums and did pretty good off those albums. Actually, I had a group called the Block Monsters and kind of put that group together and decided to try to see where we can go with that. And that's the last group I kind of worked with. Now, I actually got a couple projects I'm getting ready to start working on pretty soon. You know, that's basically it.
Definitely. And it was definitely interesting that, you know, you talked about, you know, yesterday we did have a discussion about you having some big thing happen to where your music ended up in the UK or whatnot.
Yeah, kind of just happened
and materialized. Tell everyone about that.
Yeah, well, what we did, we decided to try to push our music toward another market, and instead of focusing on the U.S. a lot, we decided to put a project out and go through the online distribution and focus more on trying to get it in Germany. So the last album that I did about 4 years ago, I decided to try that, and we sold like 300 copies in Russia within an hour. So then it hit Japan, China, Germany, and then I had a couple songs that I kind of played around with that actually hit London, you know, and they did pretty good over there. So, you know, that's how that went about. You know.
Okay.
So I mean, they did pretty good. They did pretty good, you know, and I figured this time, this rip, I'm going to try to hit them a little bit harder. You know.
For the people who don't really know, man, how do you best, you know, get your music played over in other areas without necessarily being quote unquote famous yet? And when I say other areas, I mean outside the country. How do you go about that and do it in a way to where it's not kind of annoying to both other people?
What I did, I went through a lot of like companies that dealt with online distribution, like these CD replication places, and dealt with a lot of companies that dealt with that, and they kind of helped you push your music over there. And plus, also, I dealt with a lot of DJs like in China, Japan, places like that. So, you know, once you push a song to one of those cats, man, they'll purchase a lot of your music over there, you know, especially the DJs, you know, whatever connections they have, they will.
Oh. All right, while we were waiting, I'm sure I was going on to take the difficulties for him in the moment. Another thing I want to go ahead and mention, that this Sunday, being a DFW, you got tattoos. You can come to the Got Tattoos group photo shoot. Come to that. It's going to be in Cobb Park. That's in the heart of Fort Worth, over on the south side of Funky Town. So you can go over there. You know, it's a very positive movement we're doing. And it's going to be a huge group photo shoot. Taking a huge shot of people with tattoos, and it's going to be a big move. So y'all definitely do not want to miss that at all if you're in the area. And it's going to cost mm-hmm. a $5 donation, go straight to Friends of Cobb Park for Cobb Fest to help fund some of the stuff for the event, which will be giving back to community as far as promoting literacy. So definitely stay on tune on that. All right, we got my boy DJ Rick Williams back.
But that's basically how I went about it, and it really wasn't that hard to get it over there. It's just the way the sources that you use, and what I do, I'm online constantly searching for different DJs that I can connect with and stuff like that. And a lot of them actually will play your music, especially over there.
Yep.
And I mean, they're easy to find. I mean, they right there on Facebook, and I tell a lot of guys, you know, instead of just sitting there putting your music on Facebook or places like that, actually connect with these DJs and start shipping that music out. I mean, they usually just deal with people in their area, but a lot of them, they will play your stuff. I mean, I've dealt with that for years. I mean, me, when I was DJing, I played anybody's music, you know. I mean, if it was hot, I played it, you know. And that's basically
it. And I like that. It's like, because it's funny, a lot of people don't realize, you know, one of my little, it's something that a lot of people don't realize. I don't always do it. You know, I do it here and there. And then when I do it, I do it for a little bit, and I stop. I come back. I'm DJing, and I agree with you on that. Like, If you play some hot stuff, and sometimes the hot stuff is not necessarily what's on the radio. Sometimes I'll play it could be an artist that everyone knows, but I'll play a song that's not really hot yet.
Right. I mean, I get a lot of artists, because like right now, I get a lot of art, even though I'm not DJing anymore, I got a lot of artists that contact me from everywhere. I mean, Cali, I mean, Atlanta. And I'm always getting music, always. Email is constantly full of music, you know. But then I have a lot of DJ friends. I'll push that music on to some of my DJ friends, you know, people that I know, even some of the cats that's overseas, you know, Germany. I'm going to make sure I get your music over there to them, you know, so they can, you know, especially if I know it's a hit song, guarantee I'm going to push it, you know. So my email is constantly buzzing. You know, cats hitting me online, you know, hey, Rick, check out my song, you know, and I'll actually sit down and listen to it, you know, and if I think you got a hit, guarantee I'm going to contact somebody and, hey, man, check this cat out, man. I mean, I don't know much about him, but check him out. You know, dude got some hot music. Or usually cats will send me links and stuff like that, you know, go by my SoundCloud page or my Reverb Nation and listen to my music, you know, and tell me what you think. You know, and I'll give them my honest opinion, tell them what they need to work on or tell them and also try to help them, you know, find, you know, because I'm constantly online. Like the thing that Russell Simmons got, Ad 52 or whatever it is, I'll actually inform cats, hey, man, you hot, you know, get your music over here, you know, or something like that. I mean, I'm doing that every day on top of the modeling, you know. So, I mean, like I tell a lot of cats, it's not hard to get your music out there. You just, your grind, you got to be on your grind 24/7. You can't, like I had to, you know, like I told you how my life was. I hustled. I ended up having to get that up to focus on that music. you know, if I wanted to get that music in the right hands, man, I had to get that up straight on that music, you know, and eventually, I mean, it's working for me, you know, and I, like I told you, I said, man, I'm 51 years old and I'm still helping cats, you know. I you know, I refuse to quit, you know.
Well, now, as we go into somewhat the second part of the interview, somewhat, yeah, almost about at it. Kevin, let's talk about the transition because doing music, you know, it actually kind of led to transitioning to become a photographer. So kind of let us know about that transition, how that came about, because that was an interesting story too.
Yeah, well, like I was telling you, that was something I was always fascinated with anyway. So I met a model online, and, you know, she was actually trying to get her career started. So, I had kind of been looking into it ever since the 90s, and I said, okay, let me help this woman out. Let me throw some things out there to see what would kind of help her. And it kind of worked for her because she's rich now. You know, and the one thing, you know, she kept telling me, she said, Rick, you need to get into this. You need to, I mean, you got a lot of good ideas. You need to get into it. I was like, nah, I got my music. You know, I'm working on albums. I don't have time for that. But I always had a passion for photography. You know, I didn't think I would ever get into working with models, you know, but, I mean, you know, working with these girls, you know, you kind of learn a lot about women, for one. and I told him, I said, you know, and then once I actually decided to shoot my first model, man, we had fun with it, you know. And I was like, you know, okay, this is something that I can probably get into. So I started picking up more and more girls. I mean, you run into your people that really not as hungry, or they expect this stuff to happen overnight. It don't happen like that. You gotta hurt. You gotta work. You got to grind. You got to study. You got to do your research. You got to do all that. And you can't sit back and expect for somebody to do that for you. You know, you really got to get out there, because can't nobody really teach you, you know, sit down and just be like, okay, this is how you do, like, okay, you take the castings, for instance. I tell a lot of girls, sit down, study, you know, learn about the scams. Do your research. Read pamphlets, read, you know, I mean, if you really want to get into this and take it serious, I mean, study, do your research. Don't just jump into it. Don't think this is going to happen overnight, because nothing happens like that.
You know what's interesting, too? A lot of people, well, what I already tell people, one thing you can take from school is you can't take anything else. You can take you learn how to study in, be prepared for something that's career-wise.
Yeah.
Because just like with math tests and whatnot, because there's always going to be a test. Your test is always a follow shoot or something that invent your hosting, whatever. So you need to study up on your craft in order to do it. And
right.
And realize that's the difference between them not succeeding and succeeding. If you don't study this stuff, you're not going to do what's good.
Yeah,
because
you
better be ready to pay somebody that's going to do it. They rip you off.
And then the thing is, you got to think, you want to separate yourself from everybody else. You want to be different. You know, you don't want to just continuously give us the same thing that we've been seeing in every magazine. You want to give us something different. Let us know who you are through your pictures. You know, like I told you, I had girls where they'll see something online and they want to try it, like the roses shoot. You know, you got roses laid around you, but then you turn around and do the same thing that you saw somebody else do. No, incorporate you. Add something to it. Give us something
mm-hmm.
different. Don't give us the same thing that you saw somebody else do. Now, like I told you last night, what I do, I allow my girls to the girls that I work with, I allow them to come up with ideas, and I'll offer my input. And, you know, we try to be real creative, you know, and come up with stuff that you know, that we haven't seen. Like I told you, I do alter egos, levitation, all that stuff. But before I take a girl into that, I want her to understand what it's like to work with me. you know, to be and give her an opportunity to be just as creative and offer, I mean, let her, allow her to offer her input and then see what we come up with, you know. And I think, you know, a lot of times, you know, I have, like, probably about 70-80% good pictures from that. You know, if I allow a girl to, instead of me sitting there telling her how to pose or something like that, I let her do her thing, then whatever we, you know, because I get a little bit more emotion from her when I allow her to do that, you know. So like I told him, I said, you know, the thing is, you know, and that's what I'm trying to do with every girl I work with, whether it's a girl from Cali, New York, but I explain that to her before I work with her, you know, and let her know, look, this is how I work. I don't do the typical stuff that a lot of photographers do. I want to see what you can bring to the table, you know. And it's been working for me. You know, it has been working.
Okay, now, okay, my next question, and this is a very controversial one, about models and being ripped off. You know, what's your take on that, man? Because, you know, that's something that's happened in the industry for a while, but it continues to happen. And sometimes it's just ridiculous what these people pull. Especially now that they have the power of social media and stuff behind them, too.
Yeah, because I hate when a girl, you know, she tell me that she went and shot with a photographer and then, you know, she didn't pay money for those pictures and she never get her pictures. I done seen that a lot on Model Mayhem and other sites like that. And, I look at it like this. Anybody that shoot with me, I always try to make sure they get every single solitary picture, you know. But then when these cats charge a girl $400, $175 or whatever, and then the girl never gets her pictures, I felt like, you know, okay, this woman has spent her money, and then you're going to play her like that? I mean, whether you like the pictures or not, I still feel like, you know, you should at least give her pictures. You know, I mean, and like, I know I went through a point where a girl would give me the pictures, and I know a lot of photographers don't like this, where they don't like somebody going in editing their pictures, but at the same time, I'm looking at, okay, this woman paid for the pictures. You didn't go in here and edit these pictures or anything like that. And, she, you know, and it's at a point where the girl, she's so desperate, she want to put these pictures online, but she don't want them on there unedited like that. So I would go in there and do it. I would never mess another photographer's work up, but when you sit back and look at it, the girl that spent her money, you know, she want good quality work, you know. But then a lot of these cats will sit back and you know, tell a girl, you know, I charge $175, you know, you meet me at the hotel and you know, and I'll make sure you get your pictures at such a time. I mean, I got one girl, she's been waiting on her pictures for almost a month and a half, still haven't got them, you know.
Ridiculous.
And like I told her, I said, you know, I mean, I've seen that all in forums, everything. And these girls, you know, I mean, these girls work hard. This ain't easy, you know. I mean, I tried it. Before I got into it, I tried posing, facial expressions and all that. I figured if I'm going to work with somebody, I want to make sure that I know what I'm doing, you know. And what I did, I practiced on my, you know, got in front of that camera, practiced shooting myself. And I said, okay, if I'm going to shoot these girls, I want to make sure they happy with my work. I want to make sure they happy with, you know, I mean, that. Because not once have I ever let a girl down where she came and shot with me and she just didn't get her pictures, whether I liked them or not. You know, I just wouldn't do nobody like that.
We shouldn't be having this discussion right now. That's what my whole problem is. We should not be having this discussion where you're not getting pictures. I did have one, and I mean one time, one out of... Man, one, two, three, four, five, six shoots out of six
right.
shoots. I had one time where, I mean, I've never had somebody give my pictures. Well, I didn't get all my edits from this person, my unedits from this person. I think they said they were going to do
it. Right.
But I had to keep bugging this dude every day.
Yeah.
When you had pictures, because you as a photographer, if you tell somebody something, make sure you do it. Or don't ask for my money.
Make
before.
Sure you do it.
Because I paid you your money on time, so I need you to be on time for what you say, because I'll pay you because you say you're going to do something. This dude saying when he has pictures to me done and edited by the end of the day. This dude did not have that stuff done until about a week and a half later.
Right. Yeah, because I usually try to have, I know, and then you look at it like this, I might have a girl come through with six outfits, right? When I shoot her, I'll actually have this girl, every single picture, if we shoot 400 pictures, guaranteed all but the ones that I'm really not, you know, like, say 20 out of those pictures, out of that 400 might be blurred images or something like that. Those that I can't really go in there and edit, I'll get rid of. But guaranteed, she going to get every single solitary picture edited. Every one, whether I like it or not. The only thing about me, I put a lot of pressure on myself, and like a lot of guys have told me, man, Rick, just pick out such a – that's not how I work. I want these girls to be happy with they – I mean, because you think about it, you sitting here in front of a guy that you don't know, shooting with this guy, and you get five, six pictures, you know, back, and that's it. After all that work, I mean, I just, you know, and that's just how I work. I don't knock nobody else's, the way they do it, but I just chose to do it that way. You know, I mean, because I want people to be happy with what I do. You know what I'm saying? I want them to be satisfied when they get their pictures back. You know, this dude gave me every picture, and he edited all of them. You know, that's just how I work. And then you look at the area, like I told you last night, you look at the area where I'm from, it's really not a market here. So, you know, when I get a girl that really wants to, you know, she's been wanting to get in this since she was 10 years old or something like that, you know, and here it is, you know, she get an opportunity to work with me. You know, I mean, it's really not a big market here. Like, it, you know, we out here by Notre Dame, but there's no market in the urban glamour, you know, in that field, period, for black girls. So what I chose to do, you know, because I'm about the only one here that does that, you know, that's into that urban glamour like that, that really caters to the black models. I'm the only one here that does that. So when I get a girl that told me that she wanted, you know, when I get those girls that come to me and they tell me they've been wanting to do this since they were 10 years old and stuff like that, and then they work with me, what I do, I try to make sure I give them, you know, I work them, but I make sure I try to give them every single solitary image. But I also explain to them a lot of photographers don't do that. So they'll understand once they get to shooting with a guy from Chicago or something like that or Texas, you know, some of these cats don't give you 6 to 10 pictures. So don't feel like, you know, you getting the shaft or something like that. You know, you actually, I mean, I think that's like a standard. 6 to 10.
Yeah, but about six.
So I told him, I said, I just do that to put pressure on myself to try to see if I can get in there and really go in there and edit every image. And I try to have it by the next day. If I tell you I'm going to have your images to you by the next day, I usually try to have them to you by the next day. If not, it's or whatever. You know, that's how I work. You know, I mean, when I shoot, you know, I can be shooting a girl for 6 hours, especially that amount of pictures, you know. I mean, you know, depending on, you know, because I love shooting. You know, I love doing what I do. It's not just because I'm shooting women. I just love doing it, you know. And I told them, I said, anybody that shoot with me, I want to make sure they're happy at the end of the day, you know. Because we talked about a lot of stuff last night.
No, I'm going to be messy.
Huh?
If you had to pick out of people you work with so far, it's going to be some people mad.
Right.
If you work with so far, who would be five of the best people you work with and why?
T-Cole, anything that I need from her, she gives it to me. You know, I mean, we, as far as concepts, whatever, she'll give me, she don't worry about stomachs. you know, because like I tell a lot of people, you know, I mean, you got photographers. I mean, some of these guys, that these retouchers and stuff like that, they're pretty good at what they do, and they'll fix that. But I, you know, but she usually, if I tell her that I want something, you know, or me and her sit on the phone for hours trying to come up with a concept, and once we find that one concept that we want to do or that theme, we you know, she usually, she going to make sure she provide everything that she needs for that. If I need a beer can in that shot, she going to get a beer can from somewhere, you know. I mean, she really, you know, she really puts, she wants to put 110% behind her, all her shoots. She going as far as getting costumes, everything, you know. I mean, and usually what I do, you know, like on a Monday, we might plan a shoot, talk about it on Monday. Friday, we doing the shoot because we got every detail down. So, you know, I love shooting all the girls that I work with, but that one there, she going to make sure that her shoots is, you know, complete and right. You know,
oh,
I mean, we bump heads from time to time, but it's worth it in the end. You know, when we see the results, it's worth it. You know, now the other ones, Cardi Kitten, you know, that's the girl I've been published 21 times with her. And you know, we've been in Pretty Hustlers and all of that, you know. So, I mean, she's a good one, too, you know, because she's going to bring that energy that I want from a model. You know, and it's like, you know, the first time we shot, you know, I felt like I knew this girl from, you know, and I only talked to her one time. Like I told you, me and her, we talked on Facebook. By that Friday, she was over my house. We shot, man, and went, that girl went in. She wasn't playing. I mean, but then we ended up, 2 weeks later, she ended up published. You know, so, I mean, I got my favorites. You know, I got, you know, some that, you know, we do a lot of character stuff and stuff like that. You know, I like a girl. What I'm trying to do now is focus more on those concepts and those themes, you know, to try to, you know, instead of doing the basic stuff, you know, the girl being, you know, trying to do a lot more alter ego type shots. That's what I'm working on now, you know, and a lot more creative stuff. So each one of the girls, she got her own little, you know, I'm trying to teach them to develop their own styles, basically. And which, okay, they do, so have it. I mean, which they do have their own little styles, but it's trying to get them to not just focus on the stomachs or how they boobs sitting and stuff like that. Let me worry about that. You know, I try to tell them all the time, let me worry about that. I got this. And, you know, if I can get them focused on that, and like I told you, this area here, you know, is really not a market for that. So you basically got to put, you know, a lot more work and a lot more time in with the girls around here. You know, that's it.
You named two, so you still got three more.
Oh, and my daughter. Now, she's another one of my favorites because, you know, it is my baby girl, you know, and like I told you last night, Ceddie, she wanted to get into modeling. She seen some of the girls that I was working with. She told me, Dad, I want to do that. And I didn't want to work with her at first. And, you know, because I know how this industry is, you know, from the research and studying that I did for the past 12 years, you know, I kind of didn't want my daughter in it, you know, and I mean, she's been doing pretty good. You know, it's just hard getting her, finding her place, you know, because, I mean, you think about it, some of these girls with kids and going to school and stuff like that, you know, you kind of got to work around their schedules. So, like, my daughter, you know, I mean, she's a good one, too. She, you know, we getting ready to do a Egyptian shoot with her. And
ooh,
this is where I'm going to really see I'm really getting ready to see how my daughter's acting skills are. Because, you know, doing the Egyptian poses and stuff like that. I mean, me and my daughter, we really have fun with it, you know, and I'm getting ready to add the Egyptian headdress and all that stuff. You know, we're getting ready to try that on her, which you'll see the pictures. You know, I will post those as soon as we get those done, you know. And now then we got
That's three.
Yep, and then Mahogany Anandi. That's Ooh. My cousin. That girl, she's good. Yeah, I mean, she, you know, really like with her, I love working with her. We just recently did a beat shoot, and we were out there for almost about 5 hours, 6 hours, and we was all over the beach. I mean, that's just how me and my cousin do when we get together. I enjoy working with her, too, because we have fun, you know. And what we're getting ready to start doing, like a lot of African, Jamaican type shoots. You wear the Jamaican headdress, you know, different African headdress and stuff like that. We getting ready to try some of that because, you know, that's something that she really wants to try to do something different and still kind of add the sexiness to it still, but still have that, you know, that concept or Jamaican type concept to it also. I enjoy working with her as well. You know, I love working with all the girls. And you take Dara. Dara, that's my heart. You know, she's a good model also. You know.
Goodness.
You know what?
Shout out to her being a human canvas. That was a good issue.
Yeah. yeah. I just got to kind of, you know, find a place for her as well. You know, I mean, because, you know, I let these girls make the decision. I take them around Model Mayhem and places like that and some of these, you know, magazines and try to let them decide where they want to. Because a lot of girls, like I told you last night, said a lot of these girls think that this is going to happen overnight. And, you know, these girls, they know it's hard, it's just a lot of work to it. That's why, you know, I work with them on a regular basis like I do, because they understand that it's not going to happen overnight, especially not being from the area that we from. You know, it's like I told them, I said, it's hard for me to just get out there. I mean, I'm on the net every day. I'm communicating with people, you know, trying to get these people to take a look at my people. You know, I mean, I'll help anybody. I have helped people from Dallas, you know, models from Dallas, a couple girls from Virginia, North Carolina. You know, I help them, you know, find their place, you know, basically get them in magazines, stuff like that, because a lot of these girls don't know. And then a lot of these girls that you know, where, you know, okay, you look at most of the magazines, you know, we seeing the same girls over and over and over again. But it's a lot of other girls that's just as pretty or just as, you know, got nice bodies on them. But then some of us as photographers or whatever, we got to reach out to them also. You know, especially some of these ones that's already established and published and stuff like that, you know, they had to get online and start reaching out to some of them because these girls don't know where to find y'all at. It took me a long time to find them. You know, just like when I ran into you, it took me a while before I found you, you know. And that, I think what you're doing, that's a good outlet. Like I told you last night, it's a good outlet for girls that's, you know, that's trying to get published or, you know, I like the job that you're doing, you know. I mean, where these girls get an opportunity to get published. Some of these girls that probably will never, ever hit the face of a magazine, they you know, because they don't, you know, a lot of them don't know where to go, you know. So that's why I told everybody when I got into this, I wanted to make sure I help each and every girl that I come across, even though that I might not ever shoot them, but to them online. I mean, a lot of them will reach out to me, you know, Rick, can you help me, you know, or something like that, or where do you, you know, where can I go to, and first thing I do, send them straight over to your site, you know, and I'll even go in there and set their pages up for them, you know, this is what I do all day, you know, so, I mean, but like I told you, each and every girl that I work with, I enjoy working with them. And you know, hopefully at some point I get to get out there and reach out to some of the other girls that's modeling as well, you know, and be able to do some of the same things for them, you know. Because, you know, a lot of the people want me to start getting into the management part of it. And, you know, I'm, like I told you last night, I'm planning on getting it at some point. You know, in the meantime, I'm trying to polish up on my photography, try to get a little bit better at that, trying to make sure, trying to find my place in this, basically.
Now, I got a few final questions to ask you. Question one is, what's one thing that you regret that happened to you in the industry that you wish you can turn back the hands of time and fix it?
You know what, man? I actually wish I'd have did this when I was younger. You know, I mean, I don't really have any regrets. You know, I just wish I had started at an earlier age. You know, I wish I had did this back when I was 17, 18 years old. I mean, because really at the end of the day, you know, here it is, I'm 51 years old, man. And, you know, really I think if I'd have started much sooner, back when I was really doing my music and really, you know, I mean, I think I would have really been in a better position to where I could have helped more people. I mean, it's harder. I mean, the industry now, the way I look at it now, you know, because like I told people, I said it's really edgy now compared to what it was when I was at that age. But, you know, because I had cousins that modeled, you know, and friends that was into that. But I told people, I said, I wish I had started back then. You know, I wish I'd have started doing my research back then, you know. And then I could have been in a position to reach out and help more people, you know, because I looked at it, you know, back in my day, back when I was younger, man, it was harder for a black girl to get out there and get into modeling. You know, now it's so easy, but then now you got everybody and their mama trying to get in it, you know. But back in my day, you know, back when I was younger, man, you rarely seldom seen a black girl, you know, on TV or something like that, you know, especially with the modeling. You know, we had the same people that we saw in Essence or Ebony or something like that, and that was it. You know, now, you know, you see it, but then, you know, like I told them, like I told you last night, you know, but you see it now. Is oversaturated now. But then you got all these other girls that's trying to get in it, but they're not getting the opportunity that some of these girls, you know, you see the same girls on this magazine, then you turn around and see her on another one when it's all these other girls that's not being noticed, that's not being paid attention to. So, you know, that's why I told you, that's why I be on your site a lot. You know, everybody that I touch, before I send them to Model Mayhem or something like that, I send them to your site. You know, then I'll reach out to those other sites, you know, because I feel like, you know, what you got going, it could actually put girls, you know, in a position where they'll actually get noticed for these fashion shows or the magazines and stuff like that. I mean, I've been on Instagram grinding, all these different sites grinding and pulling girls over there to get, and, you know, and telling them, you know, look, you know, here's a spot that you know, if you've never been published, you know, because like I told you last night, I got one girl that got me into this, that talked me to get into this. This girl been in the game 12 years and never touched the magazine, you know, and she's gorgeous. And she knows what she's doing, but she didn't have nobody behind her pushing her and showing her how to get submitted. You know what I'm saying? I didn't really know at that time how to do submissions or where to go for submissions, you know, so I couldn't really tell her. So immediately when I found out that she had been doing that length of time, I told her, I said, look, what I'm going to do, let me handle that. But by the time I got ready to start helping her, she decided she didn't want to work with certain particular photographers from certain places and stuff like that, you know, and so she basically bagged off, you know. So.
All right, so my final question for you is, like, basically give us a 30-second commercial of why we should support your photography and why we should support your music. So basically, give us a 30-second commercial compiling all that together, why we should support you.
Well, okay, I got this. What I do, I'm looking out for people. I care about my models, you know, and then my artists as well. The same thing with my artists. I care about them. I care about their welfare. I try to make sure I look out for them, everything. You know, that's basically it. I mean, not the best commercial, but that's what I do. You know,
that was simple.
I try to help them as much as I possibly can. Yeah, that's basically all I got, dude. Yup. So, I mean, the thing is, you know, I enjoy what I do. You know, I have fun with it. You know, I just wish that, you know, some of these guys would actually treat these girls a little bit better. I mean, I know it's hard, you know, but the thing is, you know, I like we said, you know, I hate when girls come to me and tell me they don't get their pictures. You know, they didn't have, you know, I done heard everything, some of everything. You know, so I tried to make sure when I came into this that I wanted to make sure, you know, I look out for the people that I deal with. And I you know, I don't want people complaining or fussing at me, you know, oh, Rick, don't give you your pictures, or Rick this, Rick that. You know, I figured, you know, I'm going to look out for my people.
All right, well, man, again, I thank you for coming to the show. It was definitely a pleasure. And allowing people to pick your brain a little bit. It's kind of,
right.
You know, this were probably something, you know, some of the people that were like, man, I don't like that dude, man. He competitions, you know, they got a little bit of your playbook, but not all of it.
Right. Yeah,
well,
I just, you know, the thing. Yeah, it's,
I want you to let everybody know how to, let everybody know how to follow you, man. How can they, where can they go to keep up with what you got going on?
They can reach me at, let me see, what is it, Model Mayhem, /RICKDJRIC1 at modelmayhem.com. And that's it. That's where I'm usually at.
All right, I got it figured out.
And you definitely can reach me on SETI, on Dust Spot. I'm always on there. So you can reach me there for sure.
All right, well,
those
people,
two,
I want to let y'all know. If y'all missed any of the show, if y'all missed any of the show, man, make sure y'all go to blogtalkradio.com/SETIJ, CEDDY, letter J. You go there and listen to the show over and over and over and over and over and over again, and listen to all the other past shows as well. And that's how you can keep up the shows coming up every week. Definitely stay tuned in. And also make sure if you're in the entertainment industry, professional entertainment industry, join DustSpot.com. Now, if you're and let me go ahead and throw this out there. If you are an aspiring model and you haven't really got your start yet, Don't think that doesn't mean you can't join Dust Spot. You still can. You have, a lot of times in the industry, we need Polaroids, and Polaroids are pictures that give us a true sense of what you are without professional work, so that we can look and get a sense of how you are currently and go, okay, that's how her look is. Let me see how I can play with it. You're giving us a fresh palette to work with. That's what the basic part of a Polaroid is. So, make sure y'all come over if you are, man. You never know. Somebody might like to look just off of a selfie, as y'all like to call it, and they ain't no one to shoot you. So come join. Shoot, we rolling on out. Y'all reminding y'all on everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, over there's a U, there is a way. Now, I got to make sure I get the public service announcement because it is Wednesday. And that's, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, y'all, we out.